nonprofit navigation. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy. This month's subject, Johnson Center's Certificate in Board Leadership. Matthew Downey, Director, Nonprofit Services. Good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Sorry, I'm fine. Sorry, I kind of pointed to you.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's a great. That's your best microphone. I appreciate you as well, Jane Eppard, Executive Director, Family Hope Foundation. Good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning to you.
Yay. And last but not least, far from that, Amanda Brand, Mindscape, Board Member, Family Promise of Greater Grand Rapids. Great group you were representing. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you to you. All right. Nonprofit, this board certification program, I should probably be attending as well, happening in Holland, Grand Haven, Grand Rapids. Let's have you introduce us to this, Matthew.
Yes, this is in nonprofit services. We provide a variety of different programs and opportunities for nonprofits to build their capacity. We offer at the Johnson Center a lot of workshops and trainings. We do a tremendous amount of work one-on-one with organizations that come to us seeking help with like strategic planning and fund development. But our most popular program is our nonprofit board certification program. And it is a four-hour program where board members learn some of the basics of how to serve on a board, some of the legal issues facing nonprofit boards, a little bit about structures and how we organize ourselves. And, of course, we have to touch on everybody's favorite topic, fundraising, and how to think about that as a board member.
Thank you for that. Jane, now, would you remind us of the good work Family Hope Foundation does?
Sure. Family Hope Foundation supports children and families who have special needs, and we cover all variety of special needs. And some of our basic services are scholarships for therapy not covered by insurance. We provide a variety of family events so that families can get out together in the community and experience things that families experience and perhaps take for granted. And we also provide a lot of information and advocacy, collaborating with other organizations that also serve the special needs community.
Is hope a key word in your
hope
foundation?
Hope is an absolutely key word.
Thank you. Amanda Brand, board member, Family Promise of Greater Grand Rapids. Wouldn't you know, I saw your executive director last night at a shindig.
Yeah.
Tell me about Family Promise, please.
Sure. So at Family Promise, our mission is to end homelessness one family at a time. And we really feel strongly that families need to stay together in the time of crisis during when they're experiencing homelessness.
And Matthew, now that we know the doings of both Family Promise and Family Hope, you're here to testify how Jane and Amanda have gone through the program.
Yeah, they both these two organizations that these two colleagues represent are some of our biggest advocates and fans of the nonprofit board certification. Mm-hmm. I think both organizations we had as a group, and they got a customized training a number of years ago, and then they both created a policy where as new board members are coming on to the board, they, as a part of their orientation process, come over to the Johnson Center and participate in the nonprofit board certification.
Mm-hmm. Jane, congratulations. You, Family Hope Foundation's first executive director. I know you were on the board prior. So how was the board certification program helpful to you?
Well, first of all, thank you for the well wishes. Well, I should take you back a little bit. We founded Family Hope Foundation in 2010, and as we delved into this endeavor, a great number of us, self-included, knew very little about the nonprofit world. So already in 2011, we pulled the Johnson Center in into the fold, and they helped us with our first strategic planning. And part of that was half-day board certification training, because I would say half our board had board experience, half our board didn't, and it was invaluable and so hands-on and tangible. I mean, I have the packet with me today, and I don't keep a lot of things unless they have a lot of value, and that I kept, and I still go back to it.
Cool. All right, that would be your next would be your term, Amanda. What stood out to you as a particularly helpful aspect of the nonprofit board certification on behalf of Family Promise?
What I love is that having gone through the board certification along with everyone else on the board, it gives us really a place to jump off at. We're all on the same page. We know that Family Promise takes their board very seriously and appreciates the time that we spend there and the efforts that we give. And then also from a personal aspect, I enjoyed it because it really explained to me what the importance is of being a board member, other than just giving advice or input on the areas that I'm strong in. They did a really good job explaining that my role on the board is very important. And as Matt mentioned, also like from a legal standpoint, not just as a as a professional standpoint of doing what's right for the organization, but taking my role really seriously. And that changed the way I think about my involvement in boards going forward, because I know that I need to make sure that I'm paying attention and really involved and understand what's going on with the organization if I'm going to commit to being on the board. So I'm involved in a lot of other things, but my heart and my where I'm spending my time really is with, you know, my board work that I'm doing.
And what would you say to encourage others who might be interested in serving on a board or becoming certified, Amanda?
I would say it's an excellent opportunity to learn more about how to better be of service to an organization that you're really interested in. And I would really encourage other nonprofits to have their board members go through. It was an excellent experience. I learned a lot, and I felt like I was coming in knowing a pretty good amount. But they did an excellent job. And I forgot about the fundraising piece, but that was awesome. It really explained to you the importance of fundraising and how to do it well.
Yeah. Hey, we're fundraising this week, isn't that? 877-877-9488. We'll get back to that. Again, Jane, I'll ask you the same question. Your encouragement to others. I know you've been working with the Johnson Center for a number of years, in addition to board certification. I mean, the center's been helpful. You would recommend?
Absolutely. Like Matthew said, board certification is now an onboarding process for every new board member. It's something that each new board member goes through. But the Johnson Center has been really helped us grow up, I would like to say. You know, they've helped us every step of the way. They do our strategic planning with us collaboratively. And currently, you know, as we shift from an all-volunteer board to a board that's going to be still, you know, a lot of volunteers, but also with dedicated leadership, they're going to help us make that transition effectively and successfully.
Matthew, are there a variety of ways people can participate in the board certification program, and who is typically your audience here?
Sure. So what I love about the comments that both of these women just made is we often think about how we try to help people think like a board member is one of the goals, and I think that is a testament to that program. Yes, we offer it to open to the community. So at the Johnson Center, we sort of have y'all come sessions that are available, and people can find the dates on our website and get registered there. We offer them at companies too. So corporations bring us in, and Amway has been a longstanding client, but Bank of America Merrill Lynch has been another venue as well, where folks get trained up. Entire communities will bring us in. So when we're over on the Grand Haven, on the Lakeshore with Grand Haven and Holland, it's the Lakeshore Nonprofit Alliance and the community foundations are sponsoring our time there. And then single organizations contact us, and they get a customized version where we spend a lot of time just not only going over the basics, but really looking at what are the key issues that organization's facing and sort of digging into those.
We're pretty lucky to have the center in West Michigan, aren't we?
I think so.
In our own backyard. All right, Jane Eppard, Executive Director, Family Hope Foundation. How do we find out more about your foundation?
You can go to our website, www.familyhopefoundation.org.
Great. Amanda Brand with Mindscape. Of course, you're the board member of Family Promise of Greater Grand Rapids. Your information?
You can find us at familypromisegr.org. And, of course, hit us up on Facebook and give us a like so you can see what's going on.
Nice. And one more time, if you would, Matthew Downey, director with Nonprofit Services for the Center. How do we find out about these opportunities?
All of our information's on johnsoncenter.org.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.